Hello and welcome, everyone. Today in this Cloud Family podcast, myself and Gregor are going to talk about why we've started it, what the Cloud Family is, and why we started the Cloud Family. To start off, Gregor, tell us a bit about the Cloud Family.
So the Cloud Family is a kind of initiative that myself and obviously you come up with to try and bring the community together and share content. The main idea is we would quite like to promote people, the work that they do, and basically have a place to come and find useful information like blogs and projects. So we've set up a website. The website is cloudfamily.info. So that's live now. And on there we have a list of study guides for people sitting Azure exams. We have a project area where people can we can show off people's projects that they're working on. So we've got things like Cloud SKU, a bit of software for diagrams for Azure cloud diagrams. We've got an area for useful links. So in there we've got links to all things useful if you're learning Azure, if you're kind of doing the exams and all that kind of stuff. We've also got an area for blogs. So if you're a blogger and you're blogging about Azure topic, please add your blog to that. We've also got Twitter, so everybody's Twitter accounts are in there. So it's basically just a place for people in the Azure community and the cloud community to come and kind of find out useful information. It's free to join. You basically just let us know. We can add you to the site. We've got a list of podcasts that people are coming up appearing on. We've got things like virtual events, calendar for all the virtual events that are coming up. One other thing we do have is every month we have a Cloud Family Champion. Between the two of us, we pick a person who we think has been doing really well in the community in the last wee while, and we try and give some people some kind of a little bit of fame and glory just for the 1 month each month. That's kind of the Cloud Family.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's really good that we can champion one person a month, and hopefully, you know, as it grows, we can get other people involved to nominate people and so forth going forward. So it's really good. And hopefully everyone listening will join up. You can create pull requests and edit the code yourself. It's all running off Hugo and GitHub pages. So it's all open source. You can do everything you need to, put a pull request in and we'll sort the rest out for you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Forgot to mention that it's on GitHub and it's free to kind of join and contribute to, and we're always looking for people to contribute. We're always looking for members for people to come and can join. I think we've got about 50 or 60 people just now from all around the world. Good place to come and just kind of meet other people, get ideas, have a look at the projects people are working on, and yeah, it's growing bit by bit. But yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Yeah, also I just remembered we got the Slack group as well. So there's a link on the cloudfamily.info website to the Slack group.
The link keeps timing out though, so I'll need to, if people are interested in joining the Slack channel, then just kind of ping me on Twitter and I'll sort you out for a link. But yeah, it kind of keeps timing out.
Slack for you, I guess. So recently you've got a new job at Intercept. So tell us a bit about that and what you've been doing there and what else you've been doing this week.
Yeah, so this is my second week. So I've just joined a company in the Netherlands called Intercept. They're a kind of Azure-only consultancy. What I really love about working at Intercept already is straight into the deep end. I basically had all my laptop and all my kit set up even before I'd started, which was a bit of a revelation, but that's new to me and never normally.
New to me as well.
Yeah, I'm not used to that, I must be honest. I've worked places where it's been a couple of weeks before you get going, but yeah, like day two, I was working on a project, which is cool. So this week I've been working on durable functions, which is something I'd never even looked at, to be honest. I had done some Azure serverless and Azure functions, but not durable functions. So durable functions is just the way to chain Azure functions together. And it kind of uses Azure storage in the back to kind of save state between the different functions. It's really, really cool. I can't believe I hadn't looked at this before, but very, very cool indeed. I also took part in my first workshop at work. So we had a DevOps workshop. We had four different talks. We had a talk on ARM templates, Kubernetes and containers, Azure DevOps, and then I was last speaking about GitHub Actions. That was Thursday. That was really good. That was a lot of fun. What else have I been doing? Just a couple of MVP calls and pre-ignite meetings and things like that. Just And also learned a little bit about Project Bicep, which is kind of really interesting. Have you looked at that at all yourself, Richard?
So I've sort of read a bit about it. So for anyone who's listening and doesn't know what Bicep is, it's sort of a layer on top of arm templates to make life easier, because everyone knows arm templates are very hard to use. So I've scratched the surface, shall I say. I've read the GitHub repo, so maybe you can tell us a bit more about it.
I've only really looked at the repo and kind of had a look at it. So it's the same idea as TypeScript's a transpiler on top of JavaScript. So Bicep's the same sort of idea. It's going to be a transpiler that sits on top of the ARM templates. So you can kind of, it looks a little bit like, dare I say it, Terraform, but it is in version 0.1. So it's not fit for production. It's literally the first version that's out. It is available on GitHub, so you can go and have a look. It's BICEP, Google Azure Bicep or Bicep, and you should find it. And there's a kind of workflow in there, a wee kind of tutorial as well. So yeah, awesome. You can have a look at that. It looks pretty cool, to be honest. A bit basic, but obviously it's 0.1, so
yeah,
not going to have any of the bells and whistles and all the good stuff that will come. So what about yourself? What have you been up to this past week?
So for me, it's mostly been firefighting. Seems to be my life at the moment. That's what happens when you're sort of transferring or creating a microservices architecture from a monolithic application. You know, we're still in the middle of the process, so it's very new to our development team, new to myself. So it's a fun journey, but as you start to roll bits out and more bits out, there's a lot of firefighting. Let's just put it that way. But
is
it's
that
fun.
Just because you're learning that as you do it, or?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So the whole company is learning as we do it, because it is new technology. We're using Windows containers, obviously Linux containers, AKS. We just started to use some functions as well and trying to tie it all in. You know, we're using functions to run schedules instead of cron jobs on a Hangfire page. We use it in functions now and stuff like that, which is quite cool.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah, it really is. It's impressive what you can do with Azure now compared to how it used to be. So
we've got a lot of customers, or we're starting to see a lot of customers who are interested in getting interested in moving to Kubernetes. It's definitely the way things are going.
Yeah.
A lot of people are wanting to containerize their apps and kind of take advantage of the kind of orchestration stuff. That's definitely a big thing. Yeah.
Oh, so I was just going to say, obviously, I've been thinking about Ignite.
Yes, I was just going to ask you about that.
I thought you were. Yeah. So I've got a few sessions lined up, but obviously I'm going to be working through quite a lot of it, firefighting. Yeah. But there's definitely one AKS session with Brendan Burns that I'm really excited to attend. I've put 3 of them in my schedule, so hopefully I'll be able to attend one. Yeah,
because they're repeated, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. So I think because it's 48 hours non-stop basically this year, so they're repeating the sessions and then not stopping, so every time zone should be covered for a session basically, which is awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. I'm looking forward to Mark Rusinovich is doing one about inside data centers.
He did one last year, didn't he?
That was really good.
That was good. Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff I'm interested in. You know me, I quite like asking awkward questions. I'd love to ask the people behind Azure, what, like the kind of the real engineers who fit all this equipment, and kind of ask them about data center issues and what sort of problems they run into. And I'd really like to speak to people like who run data centers and what happens when there's a problem and how do they manage it and all that kind of stuff. A lot of interest in that kind of thing.
Well, that's perfect, because that's basically the kind of people who we want to talk to on this podcast. Hopefully we can start getting some of those kind of people on. We've put some feelers out there, so fingers crossed.
Obviously we're both in the UK, and UK South data center has issues.
Yes, I experienced some of those in my firefighting this week.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
I'm sure most people did run about the UK, but it'd be interesting to talk to them about what the problems are, and because it's obviously, I think it's cooling problems that they have in the data centers.
We had one hot day and Azure paused down.
It's just as well, they should move up to Scotland. I keep saying that Azure Scotland would be the best place to have a data center. You would never really have any problems with heat.
Well, talking about Azure Scotland, they had the under the sea one recently, didn't they? And they just brought it back up, I think. Yeah, Yeah, it was a bit covered in green algae and barnacles.
Scum they called that, yeah. What was it? Sea scum they called it. I thought that was quite an interesting word. Yeah, it looked cool. Even inside, it was pretty dry. There was no kind of real damage or anything like that. And I saw it was something like 1/8% or sort of something like 1/8% of things went down. So it was a lot better than actually being on a data center on land.
Oh, wow. And I guess cooling wouldn't have been an issue.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you won't run into it. I wonder if they're going to do any more projects like that.
Definitely would be good. I'd love to see some more dotted around, you know, for sort of edge sites, you know, front door access into Azure, off the coast sort of thing, which would be cool.
Yeah, so I've kind of filled up my schedule for that, for Ignite, but definitely looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the table talks.
Have you got any scheduled table talks scheduled?
Yeah.
I had a little look, but I'm just worried because of work. I won't be able to attend.
Off of my head, but I've definitely booked a few. Going to take part in the Microsoft Learn competition as well.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you about that because last year you did quite a lot at Build as well. You did a lot of learning.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I still need to learn, and there's a lot of courses that I've been looking at online that I need to do. So now's a good time to do it. And it's really nice that you get a free exam if you sit. I think if you sit one whole course, I think there's like different sections, and if you finish a section, you get a free exam, which is pretty good.
Yeah, definitely good because you know exams are over £100 in the UK, so they're not cheap, but they're definitely worth it.
Are you planning to do any more exams?
So I was, but I've heard rumours and that on the grapevine that. Well, when the exams first got announced, there was talk about recertification, so you wouldn't have to reset the exam.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping, and I've heard some rumours, nothing NDA broken here, that this might be the time they get announced. I'm probably wrong.
Oh, really?
I'm really hoping.
And is this so you don't need to reset the same exam again? Is that the idea?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping it ties in nicely with Microsoft Learn. I'm probably totally wrong, but it'd be awesome if it ties in with Microsoft Learn. You do some modules, you do a test at the end, you know, maybe an open book kind of thing because you've got the internet. Get enough points in Microsoft Learn and then you're recertified. That's how I would like to see it.
That's pretty cool. That would be good.
Yeah,
because definitely. If you set an exam, and I know you could set an exam and then a couple of years later, 2 years is a long time, don't get me wrong, in Azure, but yeah, having to reset the entire thing can be a bit of a pain.
Yeah, because I was going to reset, well, when I did the administrative exam, it was the AZ 100 and 101. Mm-hmm. But I think I did the 103 because I had the old 7E535.
Yep.
So I did the 103. But otherwise, it would have been two exams. It's one exam now. But, you know, still having to do that every 2 years, it costs money. So if you can easily do it.
It takes a lot of time to study for these exams.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I've got the architecture exams. I wouldn't like to sit them again. I wouldn't like to have to study for the whole thing because I'd pretty much forgotten quite a lot of it.
Yeah, well, if you're not using it every day,
that's the good thing about my job now. Yeah, the beautiful thing about my job now is I'm using Azure day in, day out, which I wasn't before, so it's not so bad. Yeah, which is good.
Yeah, one good thing is that you not using Azure every day, yet still getting all these Microsoft exams shows people that it can be done. Just a bit of dedication, and you can do it.
Yeah, you can do it. But one thing I would say is it's good passing exams, but it's better having hands-on experience. So I'm getting that now, which is good. I've already learned quite a lot of things I haven't even knew anything about, so that's good. So yeah, really enjoying work. The workshops are going to be good. We're going to be doing workshops all across Europe as well, so that's going to be exciting.
Ah, cool. So after COVID, you get to travel around and see different
Hopefully,
places.
Hopefully, yeah. If this virus ever decides to disappear, then yeah, should be good.
Yeah, well, we've been put back into local lockdown up here in the northeast again. Yeah. So
you're heading that way too.
Yeah, see what happens. Hopefully, it won't last too long and everything will be okay. But you never know.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about doing the AI exams. I've been toying with the idea of doing that. I started looking at the AI fundamentals exam, which I think is AI 900.
That sounds about right. Yeah,
doesn't look too bad. I just don't know anything about machine learning, so I need to do a little bit of studying. I started doing the Microsoft Learn study guides for that. Not study guides, but the courses for that. But
yeah.
start my new job kind of got not in the way, but I kind of stopped that, so I'll need to try and get back to it.
So that's like the cognitive services and that kind of form recognizer and that, yeah.
You kind of just need to know what's what, like which one does what, that kind of thing. And a lot about machine learning from what I gather.
Yeah, cool.
And then I might look at doing the actual the associate exam. But I think I definitely need to study a little bit more for that.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. So that's what we've been doing this last week. What we're excited for next week. Hopefully we're going to be doing a lot more of these podcasts and get some guests on. Hopefully we'll try and do it as often as we can, I guess. Obviously we're learning, so this one might be a bit rough, but we're just going to get better as
we go.
So hopefully everyone's enjoyed listening to us ramble on for the short bit amount of time. If there's any feedback or questions or you want to be a guest, you know, reach out to us on Twitter.
Also, if there's any topics that anyone would really like us to cover, then feel free to let us know.
Yeah, definitely. As long as it's Azure related, maybe a bit of Microsoft 365. We're always open to learn. It's one big cloud, isn't it? Yeah. I thought that those days were long gone past me, but it seems to be creeping back now. So, you know, with all the identity stuff all linking up together nicely now. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, well, thanks everyone for listening. It's been awesome talking with you, Gregor, again, as always.
Likewise.
And
first of many episodes, I think.
Yeah, fingers crossed everyone's enjoying it, and we'll see you guys, or you can hear us next time.